Well, what's the one thing you always wanted to do, but for whatever reason, you never did? Was it to learn to play an instrument, or climb Stone Mountain, or learn how to make your very own Thanksgiving turkey? Well, as we get older, we recognize that at some point, if you're going to learn something new, it is now or never. For retiree Gene Algindi, that thing was stand-up comedy. Through the Cobb County Senior Center, she signed up for an acting class, and the rest is now a fun part of her storied history as we hear in this Atlanta sound as she braves the stage for the very first time.
I mean, I'm British to the core, and I laugh at all kinds of things that other people wouldn't find amusing.
I have to say also that gravity sort of grabs every part of your body. I mean, I swear to God, last Thanksgiving I didn't dare go outside for a week, just in case. Whew.
Everybody has a different funny bone, so everybody laughs at something slightly different. The jokes, some of them were inspired. Some of them are completely my work altogether. Some of them, they were borrowed, definitely borrowed, but delivered in my fashion, in my way, in my interpretation, in my words, of course.
And I was confronted by this sign. It says, "No parking during rush hour." Now, I thought here in Atlanta, rush hour and parking lot were the same thing.
The inspiration, I guess, was my father. My father used to act. He was a professional actor. That was sort of ways back in the 40s. So I suppose the seed was there, but I never did anything about it. And it wasn't until I'm retired and I saw this class and I thought, well, why not give it a go? It should be fun. And yes, it has been. I've grown tremendously in many ways because I had to write my own script and I had to learn how to deliver it.
Because I want to talk more about old age. You know, old age is funny. There's no dry run, there are no rehearsals, and suddenly you're a senior citizen.
Oh, I was something completely different. I was a nurse. I did 50 years of nursing during my life. It suited me down to the T. It was very gratifying. I was one of the fortunate people who just loved her work.
Now, this is what we call, and as God has given it to us, exercise.
There are many times during my nursing career that I used humor a lot of the time, most of the time. Obviously, you know, there's some patients you can't. But other times it does. It breaks the ice very quickly and it puts you on the same level as the patient because humor is a great equalizer.
There's one thing that's really good about it. No more hot flashes. I mean, that's really good, girls, isn't it? Yes, I thought you would agree with me.
One of the jokes that I didn't tell was that your inhibitions disappear when you're older. You really don't care two fiddlesticks what people think of you. So it's a great time to be able to express yourself. I mean, you enter this second child with impunity. You really do. And it's lovely to make the most of it.
Well, I'd like to close this with a special thought because today is extraordinarily special. Today is the youngest you're going to be for the rest of your lives. I want you to go out and enjoy it. Namaste.
Retiree Gene Algindi trying her hand at stand-up comedy for the very first time. The story was produced by Melissa Terry for our Atlanta Sound series, and you can hear this and other stories, even submit your own idea, at our webpage, wabe.org/AtlantaSounds.